This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The United States faces a debt deadline next week, setting off another political fight in Washington. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The government's legal authority to borrow money for paying America's debts expires July 31st. If the debt ceiling's not raised by then, there could be a federal default, which has never happened. But Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says Republicans will vote against raising the debt limit.
I was hoping that wouldn't be the case.
President Biden notes Republicans extended the government's borrowing authority several times under Donald Trump. It's not unusual for the party that doesn't hold the White House to use the debt ceiling as budget leverage. And this fight comes as the parties battle over the president's giant proposals for boosting spending and taxes on the wealthy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Biden administration plans to announce U.S. sanctions Thursday against several Cuban officials over their role in a crackdown on anti-government protests earlier this month, a person familiar with the matter said. The sanctions are expected to be imposed on security force officials accused of human rights abuses against activists who took part in the biggest protest of their kind in decades in the communist-ruled island. This is what a source told Reuters. At least 20 civilians have been killed and tens of thousands forced from their homes in heavy fighting between rebels and pro-government forces in Ethiopia's Afar region, which borders war-hit Tigray, an official told AFP Thursday. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed sent troops into Tigray last November to oust the region's ruling party, the Tigray People's Liberation Front, but fighting has dragged on, killing thousands of people and plunging hundreds of thousands into famine. This is VOA News. France has decided to readjust its security protocols, especially those regarding President Emmanuel Macron, in light of the Pegasus spyware case, said government spokesman Gabriel Attal Thursday. The French paper Le Monde has reported that Macron's phone was on a list of potential targets for possible surveillance on behalf of Morocco in the spyware case. Colombia arrested 10 people accused of involvement in attacks on a helicopter carrying President Iván Duque and a military base last month that officials said Thursday were planned by former FARC rebel leaders based in Venezuela. The car bombing at a base in the northeast wounded 44 people, including two U.S. military advisors. It's home to the Army's 30th Brigade. Later in June, a helicopter approaching the city with Duque and other officials aboard was bombarded by bullets. The 10 people captured are former FARC rebels who reject a 2016 peace deal, the Attorney General said in a press conference. The World Health Organization Thursday urged Indonesia to implement a stricter and wider lockdown to combat surging COVID-19 infections and deaths just days after the country's president flagged the easing of restrictions. Indonesia has become one of the epicenters of the global pandemic in recent weeks, with positive COVID-19 cases leaping fivefold in the past 5 weeks. Ireland will wait a few weeks before considering easing COVID-19 restrictions beyond Monday's planned resumption of indoor dining and drinking in restaurants and bars, the Deputy Prime Minister said Thursday. Ireland has been gradually unwinding its third and longest lockdown, and earlier this month delayed plans to allow indoor service in pubs and restaurants for the first time this year due to concerns about the Delta variant. The European Union said Thursday 200 million Europeans had been fully vaccinated, more than half of the adult population, but still short of a 70% target it had set for the summer. This is as several countries across Europe and Asia battle fresh outbreaks blamed on the fast-spreading Delta variant. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga welcomed U.S. First Lady Jill Biden to Tokyo Thursday. She is leading the official U.S. delegation to the Olympic Games. Dr. Biden was scheduled to have dinner with Suga and his wife, Mariko. Hong Kong police arrested five people Thursday on sedition charges, saying children's books they had published featuring wolves and sheep as characters were aimed at inciting hatred toward the city's government amongst youngsters. Those arrested were members of a speech therapist union who produced books for children. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.